39. Riders on the Storm. Into This House We're Born. Jada. I threw my leg across the Ducati, glanced back at Dancer to motion him to get on behind me, then shot right back off it and growled, I changed my mind, let's walk. If I crashed the bike, no big to me, every big to him. Besides, he was already excited enough about Mac and the song and music box. I didn't want him getting any more excited. Don't kill the boy before he's dead, Jada, Ryden had said with his cool silver gaze moments earlier. You'll hate yourself for it one day. Go talk with him. He was right, but I would certainly have appreciated a little more time to deal with the unpleasant reality of Dancer's flawed biology before having to deal with the very pleasant reality of Dancer, alive and laughing and ready to tear off on our next reckless adventure, which would never happen again because he wasn't blowing out his heart on my watch. That was something I'd really hate myself for, and not one day, instantly.
Ah, come on,
he protested.
I've never ridden a Ducati before. Show me what it can do.
I was gripped by a sudden fierce desire to protect him, or lock him up somewhere and never even let him breathe hard. Seriously, I want to walk. I loped off down the street, knowing he'd follow. He didn't. But I didn't figure that out for a block and a half, when I turned to snatch a sideways glance at him, see if I saw any signs of strain in his face, if I was walking too fast. I was alone, confirming how off-kilter I was. With my senses, I should have registered that I wasn't hearing him. I spun around, peering into the night. There he was, way down the street, still standing in front of Baron's books and baubles, arms folded over his chest, leaning against a street lamp. I felt my chest grow tight and caught my breath. I'd always thought he was attractive, now even more so with the amber glow of the gas lamp burnishing his dark hair with a kiss of gold, his eyes the color of tropical sea surf. It made me feel perversely mad at him. What the hell are you doing? I snapped.
Waiting for you to come back here and tell me what the bloody hell is wrong with you,
he snapped back.
A dozen caustic replies.